The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So this week, News Talk is partnering with Make-A-Wish Ireland to celebrate Wish Week. And all week, we're talking to some incredible children and their courageous families to hear how Make-A-Wish Ireland have been beacons of light for children facing the toughest battles of their lives. And one of those children who has benefited from the work that Make-A-Wish does is Sydney Mulhall. I'm joined by Sydney and her mother, Natasha Hughes. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So this is slightly unfortunate that Pat isn't here, because Sydney's wish would have fitted exactly with his background. She wanted to get involved in the zoo.
Yes, she did. She loves all animals and she will try and pet any animal. It doesn't matter what it is or what it looks like. She is going for it.
Which can be high risk given what they have in the zoo. There's a lot of teeth knocking around.
She is very high risk with that.
Tell us a little bit about Sydney and tell us how you came to get involved with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Well, Sydney is 9 and she has an STXBP1 gene mutation, which disrupts all her brain function. So Sydney has epilepsy and she has scoliosis. She has a tremor disorder in her body, which can look quite like Parkinson's. She's very shaky. And she has a severe intellectual disability. And she is...
And it has to be said, she's being very good this morning, because this has to be very boring. And
she is happy. Happy little girl. Loves animals. She loves to dance, don't you? She loves music. She likes you because she's just standing here smiling.
She stands alone in that, let's be clear. So tell us then, how did the foundation get involved and how did you decide what Wish to do and how does all that work?
I never actually knew that Sydney would qualify for a Wish. You know, I thought there was much different reasons behind it. And true, I seen on Rare Ireland that there was kids getting wishes. So I just got an application form. I sent it in. And within a couple of weeks, Sharon O'Connor was our Wish organiser. She called me and they were on it immediately. They done a Zoom call with me. Sydney has 3 sisters, Summer, Sailor and Sloan. And she done a call with all of us to see what everyone would like. And, you know, my other girls had wild dreams, what they wanted. But we settled on the zoo.
Oh, it's a good choice.
Yes. And
because it wasn't just a visit to the zoo. This is a fairly special, organised...
Yes. So we went to Castleknock Hotel the night before, where Sydney loved her big jacuzzi bath. And when we got there, all the kids had little hampers on their beds with their names on them, with toys and sweets and stuff. And they were all, made them all feel so special. Then the next day, we met everyone at the zoo at 9 a.m. And Jasmine was she was a zoo volunteer. She was amazing. So our photographer was there and we walked around and they explained every animal.
And the best bit, you were saying during the break and that Sydney was there for feeding time. You got to see when all the animals were being fed. You got to see the tiger up close.
Yes, the tigers. They had a tarp over the tiger waiting for him because he was obviously asleep. And we pushed Sydney up in her chair and they pulled the tarp down and he was just standing there, just looking at her. And Sydney, being Sydney, went psh, 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 because
did he come over?
He just stood there and he just stared at her. And she got to feed the penguins.
And you were saying the sea lions. There was a scatter of fish in front of the sea lions.
Yes, she got to feed the sea lions. And she got to watch, we got to throw elephant some apples. And all the kids got involved in the feeding of the animals. And we got to pet the animals in the farm.
And at each step, there is a zookeeper explaining what the animals are like and when they get fed and all of that.
Yes. So every time we got there, Jasmine had a walkie-talkie and she'd tell them that we were on the way. She'd say, "Zookeeper Sydney is on the way." And when we got there, then the zookeeper would meet us, explain all the animals to us and make sure that they were close enough for us to see, which was amazing. Because as you know, sometimes when you go to the zoo, you don't see anything.
There can be a lot of sleeping going on. Well, you were saying that Sydney got to see the snow leopard, which nobody gets to see the snow leopard.
Yes, she did. And even the zookeeper that was there was shocked because she had rarely seen him. And he was out just walking back and forth past the glass. And Sydney she loves cats. So
that's a big cat as well, Sydney. Yeah, the snow leopard and the tigers are big. And you saw the lions as well?
Yes, we did. They were all in a huddle over at the fence. They were all lying together. No.
Were they not?
And that was, it was just lovely. And then,
and what difference does it make, do you think, to Sydney? Something like that. Because obviously the thing about Make-A-Wish is that it's so tailored to what the kids themselves want. So what impact do you think it had?
You know, it's, these are things that we don't get to do on a daily basis. Life is busy and life can be hard and stressful. And going to the zoo with Sydney, even, she loves it. But because of her chair, and she is very, like, she will grab people and stuff, that we generally stand at the back. And she got out of her chair that day, and it was the most she'd walked. She just got out and she ran. And you could see she was just full of joy. Like, there, nothing compares to it. It makes everything just so special. And especially for my other girls, my younger girls, you know, life can be tough for them. And unfortunately, there's lots of things they don't get to do. So it was special for them too. It was just a carefree day of attention for everybody.
And that's interesting that it has that impact on the other girls as well. That that thing of being able to access when otherwise you mightn't be able to as a family.
Yeah, like going to these things does require a few people, because Sydney takes a lot of work, and then the others obviously are small. So 2.5-year-old who runs away and everything. And sometimes it is too hard to go. And it just, everybody felt special. And that was so important for all of us to just have a day where there was no worries.
Sydney, you are being very good, because this has to be extremely boring for you. Fair play to, for being so well behaved. She's been very good. One final thing. In terms of your original decision to get involved, what brought your attention to Make-A-Wish? How did you know about them?
I had seen other children with similar disabilities to Sydney on Rare Ireland getting wishes. And I seen it and I kind of thought, you know, I wasn't sure, because I thought maybe other people would be more deserving than our family. And eventually I decided to go for it, and I thought Sydney deserved it to have a chance at something like that. And it was the best thing we ever did. We have so many pictures that the photographer took, and you could see her smiling.
Well, you missed out, Sydney, because the man who is normally here, his dad used to be in charge of the elephants in Dublin Zoo. He used to mind all of the elephants. Isn't that the best job that you could have?
Yeah,
did you like the elephants?
She loved the elephants, and it was, they were actually getting moved. They were getting sent away just after we had been there, so there wouldn't have been any elephants if we had went any later.
Well, obviously all this week we're partnering with Make-A-Wish Ireland to celebrate Wish Week. So if you want to get involved, you can go to makeawish.ie/donate. And I assume, Natasha, that the other thing that you would say to people is, if you have a child who you think would benefit from the foundation, get in touch and see if there's something that can
definitely
be done.
Definitely. And just remember, it's for your whole family, something for all of you to be able to do together, and just forget about the hard times sometimes. So definitely get in touch.
Natasha, Sydney, thank you so much for coming in. That is Sydney Mulhall and her mum, Natasha Hughes. Coming up later on News Talk, our Monday expert will answer your mortgage-related questions, and you can get them into 087 1400 106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.